It is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hello, it's Andy Peters. Welcome to my very own Hot or Not podcast. We've got all the best bits from Monday the 20th of October show. And once again, and I say it, and I genuinely actually mean it, thank you very much for taking the time and effort to download this show. Because to be honest, I wouldn't have a clue how to do it, but I'm getting excited that you have. Ronan Keating's going to be on this week's Hotcast, and he'll be telling us all about getting back together with Boyzone. Did he do it just for the money? Charles Gant delivers the Heat verdict on High School Musical 3. And as usual, there's a mystery year for you to guess in the rewind. All of that, plus an exclusive competition only open to Hotcast subscribers. So enjoy another lovely slice of my hot cast pie. Come on, tuck in with cream.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers,
entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
So, time to welcome back this week's special guest. He's already taken part in Honker Hit. It is, of course, Ronan Keating. Ronan, how are you?
How are you doing, Andy?
It's lovely to see you again.
You too, man.
Because it's one of those lesser known facts. We go back a long way.
What, 1994, I suppose?
Yeah, exactly. Do you remember at Simon Cowell's office?
That's right.
In a place called Putney in London. And I sat with all of you going, now, you sound very Irish,
you need to sort your accents out.
You need to sort your accents out because it's very, very... I mean, back then it really was.
Oh, we were... I mean, nobody understood us. I mean, they still don't understand us, but I mean, it was really bad then. But yeah, good history, man.
And my tip was, read CFAX out loud. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I said to the boys, go to the hotel and read CFAX out loud and record yourself and you'll realise just how Irish you sound.
Oh, and it all went downhill after that.
Apart from my bank balance, that went up quite high.
Yeah, good.
But let's not go hit. No. So has yours in the years.
It's been great. 15 years, I mean, of, you know, just madness, but brilliant, thank God.
And you've been very lucky. And the comparison to Gary Barlow will always happen.
Yeah.
You're the front man. You were the one that had a good career when the band sort of split up for a bit. And you've come back together.
Yeah.
Were you nervous about it?
Yeah. I remember the Monday morning we put the tickets on sale, not knowing what was going to happen.
Really?
You know, we had no clue. There was nothing to, you know, we saw the success at Take That and how well they did. But, you know, you never know how well it's going to do. And we saw All Saints and that didn't work. And E17, that didn't work.
No.
So there was every chance it wasn't going to work for us. And it did.
Why do you think it's worked?
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, at the end of the day, people came back on the tour to hear the songs. So nostalgia first. Definitely nostalgia. And we obviously left a good taste in a lot of people's mouths, I guess, you know, that people wanted us back and, you know, welcomed us back with open arms. That helped. And now we put out, I think, a good song. Even the Spice Girls tried and the song they put out wasn't good enough, you know, and they had a successful tour, but the song didn't do very well. Take That came back with a hit record and that's why they're back. They came back with a great song.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
It's rewind time now on this week's Hotcast, where you have to guess the year I'm describing through a past edition of Heat Magazine. And remember, if you're listening on the enhanced version, you'll have some extra picture clues on your screen right now. On the cover, Posh and Romeo, the first pictures. Victoria Beckham leaving hospital, could be leaving her house actually, with her new baby son. So if you know the year that Romeo was born in, this is going to be really quite simple for you. That's what's on the cover. As I look into the magazine, let's have a look. Oh, first things first. Pictures of Madonna and Guy. They open up at their LA home and show intimate family footage. Oh, if only we'd known that wasn't going to last. So that's those two. As I turn the page, love this. Jordan fancies a bit of Gareth. Busty model wants to get her claws into pop idol teenager. And there is what I can only describe as one of the most ghastly pictures of Jordan I have ever... I know every picture of her is ghastly, but this one's particularly ghastly because she's making rude gestures. Is it just... I never have time for people like her. I don't know why. Really don't have time for people like her. Keep turning the pages. In the spotted section, Kylie Minogue and Jade Jagger with four other friends in the Julien restaurant in Paris talking about her favourite karaoke songs. Kylie's apparently is, I heard it through the grapevine. Lots of people spotted Zoe Ball riding her bicycle down Monmouth Street in central London. So that's her. Miling class with a good looking bloke in Wagamama's in Fleet Street in London. Do you know the Wagamama's near my house burnt down the other week? They've still not rebuilt it, I have to say. When I asked for the steak to be well cooked, I didn't mean burn down the restaurant. On the final page, looking great at 30. Pictures of stars looking great at 30. Jerry Halliwell. It says 30. Jerry Halliwell there. Zoe Ball, lovely picture of her. Cameron Diaz, looking great. And Patsy Palmer, Yeah, Patsy Palmer looking lovely as well. So those are some of the things in the Heat magazine of a year gone by. All you've got to do is work out the year. If you want to have a little think, well, do that. And I'll tell you a little bit later in the podcast if you're right.
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Rob on You Control the Heat, Monday to Thursday from 5.30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
It's Andy on the radio. You're listening to Hot or Not on Heat Radio, available right now on DAB, Sky Channel 0179, Freeview 714, and online at www.heatradio.com. In fact, online 24 hours a day. And we're also available in magazine form, as if you didn't know. Have you heard about it? Little magazine, comes out every Tuesday. Really quite nice. From that very magazine is executive editor Lucy Cave. Lucy, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Andy?
Very well. I love the idea that you're now speaking from your home because you weren't able to come in today.
I know. Well, I'm an executive now, you know.
Hey, I work from home. I live on the Blackberry. So the new magazine is out. Oh, listen to you sniffling. I know you're not well, so thank you for taking the time.
No, don't be silly. My pleasure.
We've got the new magazine. I'm holding it in my hands. It comes out in less than 5 hours. It's on newsstands. So tell me, on the front cover, her first and only interview.
Yep, Peaches Geldof. I jetted out to New York last week to interview her. She's living there. She's been living there for the last 2 months since she got suddenly hitched to Max Drummy, who's in a band called Chester French. Don't know if you've heard of them. I haven't heard of them.
I have not.
No. I don't think anyone had until she got married to him. And she's a bit of a strange one. When you first meet her, she comes across as if she's quite rude, but actually she's just like any normal teenager. I think she's a little bit kooky, and she loves she just said to me, I love the whole idea of romance and getting carried away. And she said she genuinely fell in love with him over 1 week, and then they got married
over a Big Mac meal.
So
I mean, that's the big lead story. It's a really photo strong edition this week, isn't it?
It is, actually, yeah. So we've got that, and we did an exclusive photo shoot with her as well. And we've got some pictures of the winners and losers of the aging game, because this is something close to my heart. I always think, have I sunbathed too much? Am I aging prematurely? And we've got people like Colleen Rooney. She's actually looks a lot older than her 22 years. So she has failed in the aging game, unfortunately. She's a loser. Yasmin Le Bon, obviously, she's a model, though, so she's bound to look better than her 43 years.
Exactly. And the men haven't got off lightly. You've got some pictures of some blokes as well, I saw.
Yeah, poor Gordon Ramsay's not going to be very happy.
No, thank the Lord you're not a cookery magazine. But yes. Then the most shocking picture of the whole week. Where is it? This is a corker. Where is she?
Kerry Katona. She's on, I haven't got the page numbers here. She's on page 26.
Okay, and 27, 28, and 29.
Oh, as if that wasn't enough. Yes, she has stripped for Lads Mag Zoo magazine.
Oh my God.
This is since having her boobs reduced and liposuction. She wanted to show it off. She wanted to become a glamour model once again. The jury's still out as to whether that's worked.
Oh, dearie me. Dearie. Literally, it scares me. I've seen the film Free Willy, and it wasn't this scary. I didn't scream at Free Willy, but you will scream when you see these pictures. It's Monday night. You're listening to Hot or Not, the essential guide to the world of celebrity and entertainment. Good evening. Now, every week on the show, we take a look at the big cinema release for the weekend. And always here to help is the wonderful Charles Gant, Heat film editor. Charles, good evening.
Good evening, Andy.
Had a good week?
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
Now, this week has all got to be about this Wednesday, the big movie this Wednesday, High School Musical 3, Senior Year.
And it's the first one that's at the cinema.
Yeah.
It's a big step up in terms of the ambition of it. I think the budget is like five times as big as the last one, and really, really big, expensive production numbers.
And I think what we should mention is originally it's movies made for TV, which are notoriously quite cheap and quite tacky.
Yeah.
But this one really hit a nerve with the audience, didn't it?
Exactly. I mean, you know, Disney showed the first one and it got a big audience, and they kept on repeating it, and each time it got a bigger and bigger audience. The soundtrack was enormous. Obviously, the second one, there was an enormous built-in audience for it. So this time they're like really going for it. And advance ticket sales are just enormous on this film. So I'm sure they're going to have an enormous hit.
Okay. You've seen it. Yeah. What did you think?
Well, you know, it's a High School Musical. It kind of defies sort of objective criticism. It is what it is. It's more of the same. I think they're very smart. They put Zac Efron really front and centre of the movie. It's kind of his story. It's his big dilemma. Should he go and go to the local university and play basketball, or should he go to Juilliard, the famous school of acting and music? And, you know, what's going to happen with his romance at the end of school, and what's going to happen with his friendship with his best friend? Is all about Zach. good idea. Like the film, songs, a bit disappointing.
Okay.
I really couldn't hum you a single line of any of them.
Unlike me being able to say, what time is it? Summertime. It's our vacation. What time is it? Time of our lives. School's out. Scream and shout. That's from number two, by the way. The circus rolled into town. The premiere was last week.
Yep.
And of course, Heat were there. We caught up with Corbin Blue. That can't be his real name. And found out whether the whole experience of doing the final form had been emotional.
Well, you know, I think we all knew while we were on the set that this would definitely be one of the final times that we'd be in that environment all together. So it was. It was very sad, and we had, but we had a great time.
Yeah, he had a great time. as somebody who's only seen one of the three, well, even I've seen two of the three, do you think they're going to get a fourth out of this?
Yeah, no. I mean, this is a big money-making machine. Number three kind of ties up the story. It was senior year. We're not going to have another High School Musical with the same cast members, with Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens. They're gone. They were done deal. However, they've cunningly introduced new characters.
Yes.
Hey, you know, Disney, they're not stupid. And of course, it's going to go forward.
And there's a British girl in it now as well.
Yeah, exactly. She plays Sharpay's personal assistant. Quite a funny part for her.
Hilarious. Okay, it's the question I've got to ask. Before I ask it, if you love High School Musical, and if you do love Zac Efron, he is going to be on the Diet Coke break on Wednesday afternoon with Rachel Hopper. He's quite a star, but he's very, very corporate America. And, you know, they're all toe the Disney lines. I'll be interested to see if Rachel can squeeze anything extra out of him. But the question is, quite frankly, Charles, High School Musical 3, hot or not?
Well, I think that my editor would probably shoot me if I said not. So, I don't know. I like the film. I've got to admit it. I did like the film. So I'm going to give it a hot.
Hey! So there we have it. High School Musical 3 gets a hot from Charles Gann. Next week, is it James Bond week next week?
Yep.
Oh, I can't. What, literally, I'm so excited. Charles, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
See you next week.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
How's it going? I'm Ronan Keating on Heat Radio, and this is Hot or Not Hotcast.
Competition time now on the Hotcast, where this week we've got a plethora of prizes for you to win, including Wanted on DVD with Angelina Jolie and James McAvoy, animated film Horton Hears a Who with the voices of Steve Carell and Jim Carrey, Alan Carr's Now That's What I Call a Ding Dong series, Lost series 4, My Name is Earl series 3, The Unit series 3, Transformers series 1, The Mitchell and Webb Look series 2, The Kevin Bishop Show series 1, Family Guy Best of Stewie and Best of Peter Griffin DVDs. I would enter the competition just to win that. Most Haunted Live 6, Taggart 25th Anniversary DVD, Reservoir Dogs Collector's Anniversary Edition, Flight of the Conchords star Rhys Darby's live DVD, Imagine That, and the acclaimed documentary A Complete History of My Sexual Failures. That's not mine, it's theirs. There's also new albums from Kaiser Chiefs, Sugar Babes, John Legend and Leon Jackson. Keep that one as a coaster. As well as the soundtracks to High School Musical 3 and the TV show Beautiful People, which features a Kylie and Danny duet. Plus, we've got books from Jonathan Ross, Jackie Collins, Belle du Jour, Eminem and Helen Mirren. I literally need to sit down. So to win our special Hotcast competition, exclusive to you, the discerning Hotcast listener, all you've got to do is answer this question. It concerns Ronan Keating. Tell me, which of Ronan's solo singles is on the new Boyzone album? Which of Ronan's solo singles is on the new Boyzone album? If you think you know the answer, then just send an email to studio@heatwell.com with your answer and your contact details, and you could be the very latest Hotcast competition winner.
Gentlemen, this is Heat.
So Ronan is here with us on Hot or Not. Do you think you'll get booked on the X Factor to sing?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. That's the plan. But you know,
because you can't sing any worse than Girls Aloud did this week. Well, come on. I'm always honest.
Yes.
I'm
no, like listen, Simon. Love the song, love the girls, but it wasn't a great performance.
Yeah,
exactly. And I'd say that to their faces. I'm
yeah,
not
so
talking
would I.
Behind
they were tuning.
I am saying it to their faces.
Well, you are, because if they're listening. But they were. I love this new phrase they use on the X Factor. Tuning issues.
Yes, tuning issues.
There were, as opposed to you sang flat. Now we also say there were tuning issues.
You have to be nice.
Okay, look, this is the hot list. This is where you tell me if something's hot or not and give me a reason why. Quite simply, it could be absolutely anything. Okay?
Okay.
Starting off, relearning dance routines.
Not hot at all. not shocker. We had 18 tracks to do on the tour, and remembering all those routines and even the words of the songs, it was a nightmare.
Okay. Danny Minogue.
Well, since Cheryl came on, Danny, I think you're not today. And she slagged Stephen off a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, no, sorry, Danny, you're not.
Okay. Paris Hilton.
Supposedly Paris likes my accent, I read there somewhere recently. So I guess she's hot then.
Okay, great. Yeah. Keith's acting.
Oh, hot, of course. Duster's actually just about to start a new show, which will be on the TV next spring, I think.
Is this the Irish soap?
It's an Irish soap he's
called
doing.
Fair
yeah.
City.
That's the one.
Yeah.
There you go.
You see, it's all on this piece of paper.
Oh, you know more than I do.
Okay, and Louis Walsh on The X Factor.
Lou's always doing well, and he's probably more honest now than Simon is, really. Mm. He's become the honest one in the pack. Yeah, so, yeah, of course he's doing well. Hot,
is he jealous of your success?
Louis?
Yeah.
Not at all. How could you be?
Is he like, that's, you lot are so successful now?
There was a while where Louis was definitely more successful than all of us, which was kind of weird.
Wow.
Being our manager. The manager is more successful. That was kind of wrong. So it's kind of a good balance now.
Okay. The balance is a really key word. Would you say now your whole life is much more balanced than it was, you know, 10 years ago?
Oh, yeah. I mean, having a good family life and having a successful career on the road is just a dream. And I've been able to manage that so far.
Mm. It's a wonderful thing, Ronan. You're just such an ace bloke, and
I thank
you for coming here to see us.
Thank you always for the support. You've always been there for us. So thank you.
Well, my support for you is a bit like Girls Aloud. When you're here, I'm nice.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're gone, slag them all off.
I'm afraid to leave the room.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that dreadful boys' zone song. Dreadful. But at least you know. Even if I did slag off and you heard it third hand, you're like, no, that's just him being funny.
That's okay. Yeah,
I'll do anything for a cheap
laugh. Of course,
cheap laugh.
That's what sells.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Ronan Keating.
Thanks, Andy. God bless you.
So, did you guess this week's Rewind podcast, people? Come on, it wasn't even that long ago. It was October the 20th, 2002. And here's some exclusive bits from the Ronan Keating interview you didn't hear on the air. This
is Heat. It's been great. 15 years, I mean, of, you know, just madness, but brilliant, thank God.
And you've been very lucky. And the comparison to Gary Barlow will always happen.
Yeah.
You're the front man. You were the one that had a good career when the band sort of split up for a bit, and you've come back together.
Yeah.
You're not the one that needed the money, obviously.
Well, I mean, no, it's not been about money, and I think people see that with Boyzone. It's not about the money. We could have made a lot of money out of the tour. You know, we put £2.5 million back into the tour.
Wow.
So, you know, we could have made a lot of money, but we didn't. It's not about that. It's we're really enjoying it. Really, honestly, we are.
Is it like getting back together with your four best friends?
Yeah, I mean, we are, you know, I mean, you know what we're like. We're all mad, the five of us.
Completely.
When we get together in a room, it's just chaos, and we're really enjoying each other's company better than we did the first time.
Really?
I think we're a bit older, a little bit more mature. We know how not to wind each other up, and we're just getting on better. And just the laughs and the jokes, the gags, everyone's in great form at the minute.
So when, you know, people like me hear about, oh, there's a rumour that Boyzone might get back together.
Yeah.
When you first heard there was a rumour about Boyzone getting back together, was there?
Well, people have been asking me in interviews for 8 years, you know, are the band getting back together, you know? So it's nice that they don't ask that question anymore, which is a relief. But we started 3 years ago kind of talking. It took a while for individuals because Keith was in Coronation Street and Shane was doing very well on the racing circuit and also his reality TV shows. I mean, we're taking over. And Stephen on the West End, I had an album out. We all had to wind down all those individual things, you know, slowly. So it took a year to do that. And then, you know, speaking with the record company and agents and then putting tickets on sale. And, you know, there was a lot to do. So it took 3 years pretty much from start to finish to actually, you know, for Boyzone to stand on stage.
Well, again, one of those things that we have to talk about because we have got such a vast history. We did this thing on T4 many, many moons ago called Dawson's Creek Day. It was by the river.
Yes.
And you were a guest and you said...
I remember that.
And the whole thing we used to do on T4 is you had to say, sing the words T4 into your song.
Yeah, and we did.
You did. You had the record with 5 T4s. And what's the song? Let me just think. Life is a roller coaster, it's gonna ride it. On T4! Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat. Okay, that's all for this week. Don't forget our new starting time of 8 p.m. on a Monday night. And we'll be back with more great music and the very latest celebrity gossip. Do it. Check it out. Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.